Hey loves, all right, so excited to share with you this very simple and very effective tool for generating your next paying clients and for tracking client follow-ups. This is the exact process that I use in my business and how I was able to scale from just a few clients every once in a while to a solid six-figure business with a year-long waiting list, okay? So here's the deal. When it comes to clients and generating our next paying clients, a lot of soul-centered women think, well, how do I find clients? Where am I going to get clients? Maybe I'm just gonna call in my next clients or hope that they're gonna come in the next months. That is not the way to do it. Instead, what you need to do is create clients. Clients don't just come out of the blue. We create them through persistent, consistent effort in our marketing, in our communications, and our relationship building. So the tool I'm going to share with you today is a really simple practice that you can use to create literally your next clients, even if you're starting from zero. So here's the deal. As I said, you need to create a client. They're not just going to come in out of the blue. So how do we create a client? It's the same way we would plant a garden, okay? You wouldn't plant some seeds and expect to get tomatoes growing tomorrow, right? Instead, you're going to plant lots of seeds. Some are going to sprout, some are going to grow, some are going to bear fruit soon, like your sugars and peas. Some things are going to bear fruit late in August, like your tomatoes or your squashes and things like that. Okay, I'm really big into gardening, so excuse me if that's kind of a funny analogy. But basically, we always need to be making connections with people, starting to cultivate relationships so that we always have those clients that are coming to fruition and saying, yes, I'm ready to pay you, constantly coming through, because we're always planting seeds and we're always tending to them. And then we're always reaping what we sow. So this template I'm going to share with you is going to help you do that. So one thing I want you to know is that 44% of salespeople give up after only one follow-up. So if you're going to make a sale or bring in your next client, most people send one email or do one post. And if they don't get a response, they give up. 44% of them. But that's not you, because you're an aligned female entrepreneur. 92% of salespeople give up after four no's, all right? So basically, almost everybody gives up after hearing a no four times. But 80% of prospects say no four times before they say yes, okay? So 92% of people are quitting before they get a yes. Though 80% of people need that extra time and that extra attention before saying yes. Isn't that wild? So basically, our stats and your ability to generate clients is going to skyrocket if you can just generate the ability to stick with it. Now, I don't mean that you need to go to your clients and be like saying, like, do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? And they're like, no, 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 leave me alone. And then finally, okay, fine, I'll buy it. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm saying is you want to be constantly inviting people to interact with you, with your products, your programs, and your services, because chances are right away they're not going to say yes. They need to hear about it, hear from you, and understand how it can benefit them over the course of time before they're finally ready to enroll. Okay, so let's get to the template. So this is a template that I set up in Trello. Okay, so I love Trello because it allows you to create these little cards here, I think they're called. I forget. Some are called cards or some are called boards. But anyway, you can have these things that you can move around. And then within them, you have these other little cards. So what I do when I'm starting a new program or an event is I'll make a huge list of all these contacts that I think could be a good fit, but are cold. Like, I don't really know them that well, or maybe I haven't reached out to them before. Like Cindy from yoga. Like, I know she'd probably be a good fit for my program, but if I was just like, Cindy, buy my program, she'd be like, who are you? I only know you from yoga. We also have warm clients, okay? So these are people that I might know, like my mom, Jane, Mary, etc. So when you create this list, I want you to create at least 25 people who are warm contacts, people that you know that could be a good fit for your program. And what's cool about these little cards is you can put in details here, like mom mentioned wants to start her own business in the fall, you know, something that might be helpful in terms of your follow-ups. So next, we want to bring them down the line. Once you connect with people, the next step is to invite them to a closing the deal. If you're not sure about closing the deals, this is my process that I teach in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur for closing at least 50% of your sales calls into paying clients. So you want to be able to invite people into a consult, a free experience of working with you, a way to taste or sample your products or your services. And in those closing the deal calls and consultations, you invite them to be a client. So I'm going to go through all my warm contacts and I might send them out a personal email and say, hey, I have this awesome thing. Do you want to check it out? I'm happy to offer you a free session. Click here to schedule. Now, not everybody, again, is going to say yes. Remember, a bunch of people are going to say no, but a few people might say yes. So maybe I send all these invitations to closing the deals. A bunch of people don't get back to me, but some people do. And I actually schedule a call with Mary and Jane. Once I have my call with Mary and Jane, either Mary's not an ideal client, oh, but Jane is. So I proposed to Jane. I said, hey, do you want to work with me? So anybody that I ask, hey, do you want to work with me? I put in the proposed column. Now, once you say, hey, do you want to work with me? They're either going to enroll, like say Jane enrolled. I might enroll her and then send her a welcome packet and then eventually have everybody sign their contract and they're in. But a lot of times you're going to need to follow up. And this is where you're going to really stick out from everybody else on the market is your ability to follow up. So you can put a little tag in here on Trello for your dates. So I can say, I want to follow up with Sally on this date, save it, and put in some notes about the things that she wanted, any fears that she had about signing up for the program, any blocks. I'd put in some of her exact words for the things that she was wanting to create in her business, and I would follow up with her, okay? So ideally, as you start to bring people through this process, they go from a cold connection to a warm, to inviting to closing the deal, to actually scheduling it, and then finding out, are they right for you? Do you need to follow up, or do you need to enroll them and receive your next paying clients? So I want you to create a Trello board like this for you. Of course, use a lot of adaptation to change it for what works. But I absolutely love this process because it's almost like a game. You're just like, how many people can I get down to that enrolled section? So you're not like, oh my God, so-and-so said no, or oh my God, I need this person to say yes. You're just constantly sowing those seeds, constantly bringing people along the path, tending to those relationships, offering them invitations to work with you, and eventually enrolling or saying, hey, it's not you, you're not the right fit, but it'll be that next person on the list. I hope this is helpful. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll talk to you soon.